Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Washington Redskins, I didn't even watch the injury to Alex Smith. I heard everybody was saying on the broadcast that it was so brutal that I have not gone back to watch it because I didn't want to, if it was like a Theismann type thing.
I saw, did you see Joe Theismann's injury?
Yes.
I was watching that game live in college. I know you guys were kids or whatever.
If they were even born.
Right. Were you guys, did you see it or no?
No, I wasn't even born yet.
Right. Rob, how old were you? Did you see it?
I did not see it live, but I've seen it.
All right. That one I was watching. Hard it was Monday Night Football.
Right.
And it was live, and it was like, wow, it's hard to watch. Yes. So I'm with you.
Did you watch? I didn't watch it either.
Everybody said it was so bad, and I had, you know, heard about it, obviously, and read about it, but I did not want to see the video.
I made a conscious decision.
They said it was going this way. He had like three. Right.
So anyway, he's out for the season.
That's a shame, man. I like Alex Smith. He's kind of gotten a raw deal in his whole NFL career. He's a really good quarterback.
He's a solid I don't want to say winner like he's going to lead you to Super Bowls.
But he doesn't hurt
you. But he's a winner in the regular season. You know, he's a good, solid quarterback. And it's not what we're going to talk about, but he's proven to be more of a winner than Kirk Cousins.
No doubt about it.
I mean, that team is now they're 6-4.
They're on their way the other way now.
Yeah, they were 6-3 entering this game before he gets hurt. It was 7-9 last year. You know,
one
playoff in 3 years under Kirk Cousins. And – you know, Smith had him heading in the right direction. But so they needed a backup. They only had one. It was Colt McCoy. And they needed to go out and get another backup. They look at five guys, Rob. EJ Manuel, Kellen Clemens, Josh Johnson, TJ Yates, and Mark Sanchez. And they settle on Mark Sanchez. I want to say one sentence. Colin Kaepernick, by far, I'm not trying to make him out like he's Aaron Rodgers, but by far better than anyone in that group. Not even close.
No doubt about it.
Didn't get a thought, nothing. Now you want to say you think they made a good choice with Sanchez.
I will say this in his defense, because he gets a bad, you know, the whole butt fumble against the Patriots.
Unfortunately, that's his whole career.
But don't forget, when Rex Ryan was the coach of the Jets, you want to go look at Sanchez during that run. Remember, they went to the AFC champ. They played the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He was the Sanchez.
Yes.
I mean, his career started very well.
They won four road playoff games, and they beat Tom Brady in Foxborough. Go back and
look.
Which
for you is like the end all. That puts you in the Hall of Fame.
Are you kidding?
You beat Tom Brady.
He beat Tom Brady in New England, and it wasn't close. Like, he played well. And I know that Jets team ran the football a lot.
He was a manager.
Right.
He was a manager.
But he didn't hurt you either.
Right. He was a manager.
But I would be, and Rob, I want you to check that out at some point, of road playoff wins by quarterbacks. I guarantee you there aren't that many with four.
His playoff numbers are really good. They're better than his regular season numbers. Like his ratings, his QBR and all that.
He's played
well.
Here
it is. He's 4-2 in the postseason. 71.5 QBR, but a 95.5 passer rating, 9 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
That's what I mean.
I mean, it's not tremendous, but it's solid.
But that's crazy, though. His 4 wins are all road wins.
Yeah.
And the 2 are home losses?
What happened with him was
he
was a manager who needs a ton around him to be successful.
Like a lot of good
defense, good running game.
Right.
You know, around him to be successful.
You don't want him to throw 45 times a game. That's not what Mark Sanchez is. But I don't have an issue with them picking up Mark Sanchez. I do have an issue that they don't even consider Colin Kaepernick. And again, we've been through this song and dance. It's a terrible black eye on the NFL. But even more so, Chris, I got to say this. I blame NFL players for the plight of Colin Kaepernick. they are to blame more so than the owners. And what I mean by that is, I get it. Everybody's looking out for their own behind. But this goes against everything that sports is supposed to be about. Chris, this country is what? 65% white?
Roughly.
Yeah. Roughly, right?
Yep.
And the NFL, 70% black. How does that work? You know how that works? Because it's an equal playing field. The best man gets the job, no matter where he came from, no matter who his father was, no matter how much money he has, no matter what his education is. The best guy gets to play.
For the most part.
All right?
You're right. You're absolutely right. However, there's always been talk, like those last guys on the team, the guys that aren't going to play.
A lot of times,
and we're talking about a backup.
I'm talking about.
But I'm saying a lot of times, whether it's the NBA, there's always was talk that 11th, 12th man
right.
wasn't really better. Or in football, guys is not going to play, not going to hurt you because they're not going to be on the field. A lot of times that might not be the best man.
But you know what I'm saying is that's what this sport is all about. The NFL is totally compromised the sport. The sport is compromised. It is no longer about that.
Well, in his case.
No, but I'm saying because once you do it to one, and this is why I say the players are to blame, this should never be allowed to happen where a guy is singled out. Other guys who have kneeled are playing. They have jobs. They want to make an example of him.
Right.
It ain't the death penalty. They're making an example of him, and they telling them, you players, don't you dare do this again. You see what happened? Don't you cause an uprising? Don't y'all make us think over something? These are the same people in the NFL who took money from the United States Armed Services, Chris, to parade veterans out. They took money for it. And now they walk around every commercial about veterans and about I don't have anything against veterans. My dad was a veteran.
Hold on. Kaepernick doesn't have anything against veterans.
Of course not. I'm just saying.
That's why he was kneeling rather than just sitting
right,
on the bench.
Because
remember?
The guy told him.
Spoke with a veteran.
But I'm saying, but this is the part that makes no sense to me. But the players have allowed this to happen. They've allowed the NFL owners to make an example of one of their own. You can't do that. You can't allow it. What did we talk about the other day, Chris, about when Jim Acosta from CNN had his credential taken away by the White House? What did I say? The other networks have to join in.
Right.
And guess who joined
Fox.
In? Fox News.
Yep.
They signed along on the lawsuit against the president and the White House. Not because they care about CNN. If they could do it to CNN, they could do it to Fox or ABC or NBC. That's what players should be thinking about. Not just about themselves. Together, you're strong. You can make things happen. But you can't be afraid. They know these players are afraid. Things don't change without being willing to put up a sacrifice. That's where change comes from. What people don't understand. All the great things that have happened in this world, Chris, somebody had to sacrifice. Everybody. That's how things get changed. If you just think that the oppressors or the other people are going to come in one day and go, hey, you know what? We've been doing you guys wrong. Here you go. We'll take care of you now. It doesn't work like that.
I hear you. And I'm not being facetious. That was a nice, strong take. I like that. I like that. I'm not surprised. Look, when Colin Kaepernick decided to take this stance, I knew that this could happen and likely would happen. And I thought he was being more courageous because he was a second stringer,
which
made him expendable. If he was a great starting quarterback, star quarterback, he'd be in the league. And so my hope is that he counted up the cost. My hope is that he said, you know what, this could cost me my career, and if it does, I'm willing to do it.
It didn't matter to him. He just felt inside him, Chris, there was something he had to do. And that's why those are the people who are really putting themselves out there, because you're right. It wasn't calculated. Hey, I'm
no,
a star.
I don't even think
they
he was trying
touch
to
me
start
or do anything.
I don't even think he was trying to start anything. He just was like, for me,
he,
and my conscience, I'm going to sit.
If you remember, he had sat.
He sat a couple,
weeks, games
right.
before that they even noticed he wasn't standing.
Right. That's why
and
I
that
don't
was
think
Steve
he was
Weiss
trying to start.
From the NFL
yep.
Network,
I don't
buddy.
Think he was trying to start anything in particular. He just, for his conscience, he couldn't do it. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts on Colin Kaepernick not even getting a shot at making the Redskins roster. I think he's clearly been blackballed. Maybe whether they got together and talked about it and colluded, I don't know. I know he's got the lawsuit. But clearly, he is not welcome in the league because of his stance. And in fairness, some people just don't want the distraction. Some teams just don't want that distraction from a backup quarterback.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It doesn't get any better than what we're going to see in about 20 to 30 minutes. The Los Angeles Rams.
This is the game that was supposed to be in Mexico.
Right.
That got moved because the field was in horrible playing condition.
Yes. So it is the Los Angeles Rams, high-octane offense, against the Kansas City Chiefs, high-octane offense. Two great young quarterbacks, great young running backs, great receivers, great pass rushers. Not really great defenses, but great pass rushers. Aaron Donald in L.A., D. Ford in Kansas City. This is going to be a great game, and I can't wait for it to get started. And as you and I were talking about it before the show, you said something that just about knocked me off my feet. Shouldn't have surprised me because you seem to think that way a lot. But why don't you share with the listeners what I think is a crazy take?
I think that the...
No hemming and hawing.
No, I'm not hemming and hawing.
I see now you're thinking want to say this?
No. I'm just trying to put it. I want to say it right. I think the Rams peaked too early. I think they're going the other way. They still have a great record. That's not it. But just the way that they've played, they don't look like the team that was awesome. Chris, go look at the like some of their scores from early on in the season.
Well, I get where you're coming from.
Saying?
They've had a lot of close calls.
Yeah, yes. That Green Bay game opened my eye. They won the game, but I believe if Aaron Rodgers had gotten that football back, that would have been an L, and then they lost the next week.
The thing is, it wasn't just the Green Bay game. Like, the phrase you used that knocked me over, I can say it?
Yeah.
You think tonight is the beginning of the end of the L.A. Rams. Now,
just from this standpoint, that you won't mention them as the automatic that they're going to the Super
Bowl.
Nobody's
mentioning they could blow out Kansas City, and nobody's going to be saying that.
Well,
you know that.
Well, but
with New Orleans,
but that was the talk all year when they made all the moves. I'm just saying, and now the Saints have come along. Don't forget, before everybody gets and says it's automatic for the Saints. The Saints were going to the NFC Championship game, too, last year, and then something happened at the end. So don't – just be careful. Are they playing great? Yes, they're playing great right now.
Tremendous.
They are. They blew out the Eagles. I get it. But the Rams, I just think there's something there, and they're going the other way. They don't feel like the team that everybody thought was going to the Super Bowl when they made the moves, and then they started the season. What did they start the year? 9-0?
So you're not
8-0.
So you're not saying they're done after tonight. Like, you still would give them a shot to make the Super Bowl. You just so they're not making the Super Bowl.
I don't feel, remember, you wrote off
New England.
They're not making
they're
the
not
Super
even
Bowl
making
either.
The playoffs.
No, they're not making the playoffs.
You
the
said
Super Bowl
after
either.
Week two.
That defense and Tom Brady are bad.
They had no shot at getting to the Super Bowl.
I didn't use that term. I didn't use exactly that term.
You wrote off Kansas City?
No, I didn't. I said,
just for context sake,
no,
for the listeners.
No, stop. Would you stop?
You wrote off Kansas City,
I
New
did
England,
not.
And you praised Jacksonville up until 3 hours ago.
They're 16 on my power ranking.
The 16.
Here's the thing.
No,
Rob.
I'm just looking at it from this standpoint, Chris. They're not the overwhelming that people thought they were when they started 8-0. I just think that they might have peaked too early. I think they're going the other way. And last year, if you remember when they got to the playoffs, right? They had that great turnaround year. They couldn't score. They looked bad. They lost at home. It was a home game. I feel the same thing. I'm not feeling the Rams the same way. Their defense has not played well, and I don't feel like the Rams. And if they get blown out tonight, I'll scratch them off my list.
I don't think they'll get blown out. They could certainly lose, but it's going to be an air show. I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I wouldn't be surprised if both teams are in the 40s.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, whose defense is good?
Well, defense isn't
good. The offenses are spectacular, and the defenses aren't good. So I think you're going to see a high-scoring affair. Here's what I would say to you, Rob. The Rams have been barely winning for quite some time now. Green Bay was not an aberration.
No, but that was a game that I looked at or I thought. Go ahead. You go through
if
the
you
score.
Go, they blew out Oakland in the opener, 33-13. They blew out Arizona, who doesn't, 34-0. Then they beat the Chargers by 12. Then Minnesota. Remember Minnesota in just week 4 gave them a good game, lost 38-31. The next week they edged Seattle 33-31.
Where was that game?
At Seattle.
That's a good win.
Okay, tough place to win.
That's a good win for
a
road
team.
But
it still was a close game. Denver, nobody's idea of a championship team. Now, it was in Denver, tough place to play, but they won that by 3, 23-20. They blow out San Francisco again. Who doesn't? And then, like you said, they had a tough time with Green Bay
those two
at home.
Those two road wins.
Even Seattle, though, last week. Remember how close that game was? I mean, Seattle gave them – they lost 36-31 at home in Los Angeles. So Seattle has played them tough, not just because they were in Seattle, but they also gave them all they wanted and had a chance to beat them in L.A. So I'm with you. I don't think the Rams are – like, again, I think New Orleans would be the favorite in the NFC.
Yeah, right now. What, they're on a hot streak, so
yeah,
yes.
I wouldn't write I off – but I wouldn't write off the Rams. But the NFC is going to be tough. I mean, we see it year after year. I mean, how many times has a wild card gotten – to the Super Bowl,
but
hard to pick a favorite.
And remember, single game elimination. You have a bad day or make a bad mistake,
right?
You're going home. The Saints were supposed to go last year, right? They were the ones who were supposed to play Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game. It didn't happen. I remember the sports bar we were in. People were jumping around and celebrating before the final minute came, and then what happened? Final 20 seconds or whatever it was. So all I'm saying is they don't feel the same. There's something there. Now,
what if they win tonight or blow out?
If they blow
Kansas
them out,
City.
Then that would change my mind. But right, the way they're trending right now, Chris, is that they're trending downward.
If they win a close game?
No, a win is a win. If they can beat Kansas City, I'd take a different look at it. I don't expect them to win tonight. So that's where part of me is basing my feelings on the Rams, is that I don't expect them to win. I expect them to lose.
Well, who do you think right now is the best team in the NFC? Would you go with New Orleans?
Oh yeah. How could we not? We'd have to pick New Orleans.
Right, right.
What have they won? Is it 9 in a row after they lost the opener? So right there, just think about that. 9 in a row, which is hard to do, and then they just pull out
the
defending champs. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Look, you can. Was it Cincinnati they blew out the week before? I mean, look,
the defensive coordinator got fired. Right?
Yeah, and they've that great start they had. Man, they have turned back into a pumpkin.
Did they give Marvin Lewis a contract extension yet? Cincinnati, because that's what they do. No matter
hey, he
what
gets
happens.
You in the playoffs.
They're 0-7 in the playoffs.
There's
Chris.
Something to be said about making the playoffs.
0-7 in the playoffs.
I get
at some
it.
Point, you got to win. It's called the wins and losses. I keep telling you, sports has a short menu.
They win enough games to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, but that ain't good enough. Not after 7 losses in the playoffs.
You think he should be fired?
Oh, absolutely. No. If it wasn't Mike Brown, yes. What are you saying no about?
He gets you into the playoffs. He keeps you
relevant.
It
ain't about just getting to the playoffs when you lost 7 times And you're 0-7. Can you win a playoff game? Can you mix in a playoff game once in a while?
Maybe. Maybe that'll come. He gets you. You don't think in Cleveland they would die?
No.
They would die for Marvin Lewis's
record. I told you before, I would rather not go to a Super Bowl than to go to four Super Bowls in a row and lose
Stop
all four.
Stop it.
I would.
That's ridiculous.
I would rather not go. There's,
they got banners.
I would rather
AFC
not go.
AFC championships. They're hanging in Buffalo.
I bet you more fans would agree with me.
Andre
on that.
Reed has claimed to fame. Jim Kelly. You don't think they treasure? Yeah, of course they hate that.
That's
they lost.
Dubious.
That's
four
not
in a row.
Dubious. First
it
of all, I don't even think you know what dubious means because
yes.
You've been saying that for a
it
long.
It is dubious.
Dubious means doubtful, doesn't it? Look it up. Look at
no.
Does dubious mean doubtful? I think it means doubtful.
No,
so what are you even talking about?
It's ridiculous.
Dubious means doubtful. Read the. Give me the definition
no,
in the dictionary.
Rob, turn his mic off,
He's
Alex.
Like, you were watching some. You heard some ignorant broadcaster when you were a child say it was a dubious distinction. Because I heard the same
it
one.
It is dubious.
And I used to use it like that, too. And then I looked it up one day and said, wait
oh,
a
wait,
minute.
Wait a minute. You went to the New York Times and then told you to look it up?
Rob G., give me the definition
Rob
of dubious.
G.,
dubious, an adjective, means hesitating or doubting, not to be relied upon.
How in the world does that describe?
Because you can't rely on them to win a big game. They're dubious. They've lost four Super Bowls in a row.
You said getting to the Super Bowl four times was dubious.
Yes. You can't count on them. All I'm telling you is, if I was a fan, I would rather my team not go to the Super Bowl than to go to the Super Bowl four times and lose.
That's ridiculous.
I'm serious.
That's Fran Tarkenton.
You don't believe it?
How many times did the Vikings, they've been to four Super
they
Bowls.
Lost.
They lost. But that's all right. They won four NFC championships.
I'm talking about four times in a row and not winning one.
It would be painful. It would be tough. But hey, but you know, look.
I wouldn't want to go. I wouldn't want my team to go.
You started off this segment saying that the Los Angeles Rams were done. Will be done if they lose tonight. And I just want the listeners to know, this isn't, you know, you do this. You do this sort of thing. New England, the Rams, Kansas City, you just love writing teams off.
That's what I
You're
do.
Denying
I'm a writer.
It. You tried to deny it, but there's proof. Hit it.
Time to reheat an old hot take that's gone cold.
What? Hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
You know, I know a lot of people are like, look at these two teams. Here are the Titans in the AFC. Top two teams or whatever.
Without question.
I learned without question, Mr. Chris Broussard, that neither one of these teams will win a Super Bowl.
That was Kansas City and New England.
Oh,
those
no.
are the two teams you
they
were
both
talking
won't,
about.
I'm right about that. What? Both won't
they
win.
They got no chance.
No chance to win a Super Bowl this year. Their defenses are
who's
horrible.
Who's getting there in the AFC?
And what that definition did you look up, dubious? You ready for it? What do you think? I'm crazy?
Don't give me the Urban Dictionary. This ain't the Urban Dictionary,
This ain't
man.
No Urban Dictionary. What does this say right here at the bottom?
She earned the dubious distinction of being the lowest paid.
A question of value. That's what I'm talking about, dubious. Don't make
so
it
he
like
went to
I
the
don't
fourth
know.
Different definition before you got
yeah,
to the point you wanted.
Yeah, that was way low,
it don't
man.
Matter. It's the
that's
definition.
Like, that's the one that's low, and it says sometimes used in America, a colloquialism
and
or
how did that hot
like
warm-up hot take? That's how am I wrong on that? They haven't won a Super Bowl.
You said they have no chance. And you picked, your two teams aren't going to make it, Jacksonville and Philadelphia.
Duval!
They aren't even going to make the playoffs.
Can't do it.
Chris, what are you digging up stuff for? Are we talking about what?
All
we,
right,
all
right.
Can we talk about what's going on
tonight?
I'll mercifully
bring this segment to an end.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I read a headline this weekend that floored me. Browns want to interview Condoleezza Rice for head coaching job. I had to do a double take. I had to check and make sure it wasn't fake news. I had to do all of that. And I'm going to tell you, this is political correctness run amok. It's nothing to do with her being a woman. This is to do with her having absolutely, I haven't seen it written anywhere, any experience in coaching whatsoever. It's not about her not having played football. Obviously, she didn't play football. But she hasn't coached on any level. Junior high school, college, assistant, head coach, CYO, YMCA, nothing. And she may get interviewed for an NFL job. What do they think it is running an NFL team? If they want to interview her for president of the team, fine. She clearly has administrative skills. She clearly has organizational skills. She clearly is a leader. That's fine. But coaching? The NFL is easily the hardest league to coach in of the three major sports. This, to me, is ridiculous. Like I said, it's political correctness run amok. And come on. They might as well interview me and you, because we don't have any experience either. Ridiculous.
Why not? I don't have an issue with it. If they were to interview her and thought that she could be the leader of men, put together a staff, offensive and defensive coordinators, and people who would do that stuff, and she would delegate and
coaches,
be able.
Coaches, no. Coaches coach, though. No. Head coaches don't just delegate. They coach.
But they could be delegate. This is what's going on. We know. We just, Chris, we've talked about
don't
it before.
Don't give me baseball.
We've done it.
I ain't talking about baseball.
But that's what we've
done. Baseball is completely different.
But that's what they've done
it's
now in baseball.
It's not nearly as complex.
They don't go,
that's no. Baseball.
No.
She is being interviewed or may be interviewed for football.
Can I tell
just
you?
Keep it there.
Can I name you an NFL head coach who didn't play college football?
I ain't
football?
Talking about playing.
I'm asking you. Just hear me out.
That's different.
Can you name? Can you
that's
name?
That's not what I said, Rob. I don't care that there's a coach that didn't play.
He didn't play. He became an NFL head coach.
I bet you he coached somewhere.
No, he didn't play. No.
So the first bit of coaching he ever did was in the NFL.
But my point was he didn't play.
I don't care that. Didn't I say at the beginning? It's not about having played.
He didn't play.
It's not about having played.
Todd Haley. Todd played golf in college.
Fine.
And Todd Haley became the Kansas City Chiefs head coach.
But he
saying.
Also was an assistant coach in plenty of places.
Yes, but that, my
point. That's the point. If you look, Catherine Smith, quality control assistant. That don't sound like a coach, but she's with the Oakland Raiders hired. I'm sorry, she's with the Buffalo Bills, Catherine Smith. The Oakland Raiders hired Kelsey
Chris
Martinez.
Broussard.
Hold on. To their strength and condition strength staff. The San Francisco 49ers hired Katie Sowers as an offensive assistant. Give Katie Sowers an interview. Give somebody. That's not fair. I'm sorry.
We have a
there are not any men that are going to get an interview for a head coaching job without. They don't even have a thimble's worth of experience.
It happened.
I don't even know that she's coached her kid or any kids in the backyard.
I don't think she has kids.
But, I know. So she hasn't coached. She might not have coached any kids in the backyard.
But wait a minute.
How in the world is she qualified to be a head coach in the NFL?
Because she's a leader of
then
men.
Then be president of the organization.
No, but I'm just saying that. But maybe
being a head coach is but much more than being leader of men.
But you don't understand. You don't know anything about. Her name keeps being mentioned in all these sports things.
As
because
commissioner,
because they
as
believe.
A president, that's fine.
No, but
not
Chris,
as a. This is the first time
Chris,
it's been mentioned
Chris,
as a coach.
Why are you so anti?
Because you're bringing up stuff. Anti what?
Why are you anti a woman getting a job?
This has
a job,
nothing to do. Don't put that on me, Rob.
I'm just saying a job opportunity.
Can
why
you take that back?
Okay, I'm going to
take
it back.
That back.
I'll take it back.
Because I said at the beginning.
But why can't she interview?
Because she doesn't have experience to be a coach.
But I'm just saying we
a
got
a head coach.
We have a president who didn't have any experience.
You don't want to get me started on
no,
that.
No, but I'm just saying. But am I right here?
He ran, though, and people elected him at
right,
least.
But I'm just saying. But I'm just saying he had no prior experience.
He was not appointed.
He was not appointed. I'm just Chris.
That's a difference.
All I'm saying to you is I don't have a problem with them bringing her in to interview her. Maybe she has ideas. Maybe she has a different philosophy. Maybe they're looking for a fresh voice. They've been bringing in all these men for 40 years, and they can't win. Maybe
she's
they want to take a look.
Qualified.
And then if they were to say to her, okay, Condoleezza, if we bring you in, who would you hire as your offensive coordinator? What would be your style? And neither she could flunk in the interview, or she could wow them and say, I would hire this guy for offensive coordinator, this guy for defensive coordinator. I would do this with Baker Mayfield. I'm just saying, Chris, I hear your complaint, but that doesn't mean that she can't go in for an interview.
Interview her for president.
No, I mean.
Interview her for some, you know, but for what if a league, spot in the league office
but
or
what
something.
If, but what if they.
Interview her for commissioner.
877-99-05.
I got no problem. I'm just saying now we're interviewing head coaches who have no experience coaching whatsoever.
It's been the old boy system forever. Guys have been getting jobs who aren't qualified. Chris, it has been happening.
No, guys may have not been
qualified.
Least they had some coaching experience.
That still doesn't make them qualified. I'm talking about
guys
who have gotten
them. It makes them more qualified than someone who's not had experience.
Who's the guy who lied on his resume and they hired him at Notre Dame? He made it up.
But he had coached other places.
I understand that, but
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like I said, it has nothing to do with her being a woman, has nothing to do with her not having played the sport. It's that she has no coaching or playing experience at all.
But doesn't
what makes her qualified to be a head coach?
She's a great leader of
then
men.
Then be the president of the organization.
And football is about leadership. It's about
it's about being strategy and all that.
But
too.
You don't know if she knows football or her strategy, Chris. That's what I'm saying
so
to you.
Why don't they go pick somebody who's the head of a corporation?
But my point is
to be a head coach.
But my point is,
I mean, come on.
But you're making it like they're just doing it on a lark. They must obviously feel like she has something that she can offer them. I don't think they're bringing her in to satisfy this whole political correctness. That has nothing
That's
to do with
all
political correctness. What
That's
has nothing
all
to do
is.
With that?
That's all this is.
They've hired
man.
All these other guys
she's,
who are terrible.
She's been on the committee for the college football playoff selection committee from 2013.
She must know something about football. She must know something about football.
I never said she doesn't know anything about football. You and I know something about football.
But you said she's not qualified.
It would be ludicrous for me to interview for a head coaching job.
877-99-05.
And I know football. You know football. You think you should be interviewed for a head coaching
job? No, but
that's all I'm saying. Like,
but there
come
are plenty
on.
Of guys who
I'm
are
not
now.
Saying
you
she don't know nothing about football.
In the NBA, all these general managers, all these guys, they're having their pencil protector guys. Who
What'd
don't
you say? All these what?
All these guys they're hiring as NBA
general
GMs
managers,
and all
that's
that.
That's fine.
Why?
Bring her in for an exact. No.
Why?
You
want to
interview
difference?
Her for? The difference is you're not on the field coaching.
Well, what's the difference if you haven't done if you,
you
haven't
don't know
played?
The difference? There's a difference between coaching and being a general manager.
I can pick
manager.
The players, but I don't. But I've never played, and I don't know what it's
a
like to be down there.
A lot of coaches call plays,
but
she's
hire...
never coached, so she's not going to do anything.
Yes, she's.
But
gonna...
just say, okay, you run this, you run that,
she's
you run
gonna
that.
Delegate.
Why do I need her then?
Because a lot of guys
maybe
have
she
could
be a
people.
Consultant and just tell me who you would hire. That's all she got to do.
Mike Tomlin is the head coach of the Steelers. He doesn't call offense or defense.
But,
he has people
but
who
he's heavily involved.
But I'm just saying he doesn't
he's
do
coached
either.
At many levels. That's all I'm saying. If they want to, like I said, go hire a woman with some experience.
I'm just saying.
Not nothing about being a woman. Nothing about not having played.
I don't have a problem with them bringing in and trying to do something different. And then trying to figure out if she fits or she doesn't. You're
she
bothered
don't
by the
fit.
You're bothered by the interview. I'm not
bothered
by the interview.
I'm bothered by the lack of experience.
Okay.